Hi, I'm Roger, part of Strayfun Studio, working on The Wandering Village. And well, Strayfun Studio was founded, I guess, 2016. So we are 6 years old. It grows so fast. I joined the team when we were about to have the early access release of the first game. But I'm actually a career changer, so I do also like concert visuals and just like work at the LED walls for big techno parties. But well, it was like a skills meet opportunity situation where I was at the game dev meetup and I tried to convince my sound designer to work at the game. They were just looking for a 3D artist, so I just jumped in and I'm stuck till here.
Yeah, cool. So yeah, you're currently working on The Wandering Village. It first seems like a classic city builder, but it really has something special. Can you maybe describe us the game for a few sentences?
Sure, right. It starts as a classic city building simulation game for maybe the first 20, 30, 35 minutes. But then suddenly you hear a big roar from afar. And you realize that you're just building your city on top of the back of a giant wandering creature called Ombu, which just stood up and starts to walk. The creature just got out of his, how do you say, like winter sleep, or like woke up from a big long nap, because the ground is getting more toxic every day. So he's looking for another place. And now building the city on the top of a big creature brings some twist to the genre. Not only does it walk from one place to another, which brings different climate zones and hazards and opportunities, it's also just an animal. So that said, it may listen to you, it may but just ignore you, as it is with a dog or maybe something which is less domesticated, maybe a cow, right? So.
How did you come up with this idea of building a city on top of a creature?
Hey, these were the two co-founders who were at the game art exhibition, and they just saw this picture of, there is this trope of the city which is on the back of a big turtle. I don't know if you have seen. It's like some people think it's super unique. I'd say it exists in Japanese mythology, and as far as I know, and I don't really know how to say it, but it's like in like Indo-Canadian mythology, there's also like this story about a world on top of a turtle. You may also, people come actually with the reference from all kind of places, because the last Airbender Avatar uses it. Doctor Who has the space whale. What's more? You know, that different kind of inspirations, but. Uh-huh. In the end, it was really just the co-founders of the studio going to the art exhibition and thinking like, hey, I would like to make a game like that. And the other one was like, yeah, sure. So we did it.
Yeah. So what was or is the most difficult part in developing The Wandering Village?
If you see images of the game, you'll see it's also the art style is kind of unique, because it's 2D billboards on top of a 3D model. So it's this what we call 2.5D, for lack of a better name. That was the thing we weren't sure about for a long time. Also here, it was pretty simple why we did it. We are in the studio and we just like to listen to the employees. And Marcus, the animator, wanted really to do a game where he can finally use his skills to do hand-drawn animations frame by frame. And we were like, okay, let's try it out. And we didn't like the result when it would all be flat in 2D. So that would look very linear, which is like go from left to right to the animal. So we just tried to mix it and we thought, okay, it looks like it's working. And the more the longer, we just saw that it's something that's a unique selling point actually.
Yeah, definitely. And what part of the game are you really proud of?
What part of the game am I really proud of? Hey. I always think about the things that I would like to improve. I'm just now at Gamescom here. I'm just happy that it's super well received. A lot of people are liking it. I'm proud of, I don't know, just that it's looking like we're doing something that makes a lot of people happy and people are excited about it. So I'm proud of exciting people.
Very cool. planned release is September sometime, right?
Yes, this will be for the early access, mid-September. Later on, we'll bring it to the Xbox 2. And from then on, who knows what the future brings.
Okay, cool. Then good luck with the game. And yeah, have fun at Gamescom. And hopefully more people will enjoy this game.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thank you.